No one is waiting for your press release. You want to know why? Listen to this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 147 of the Nata PR School podcast. Welcome, my friend. So we're talking about press release again in this episode and why no one is waiting for your press release. Unless, of course, if you are a publicly traded company, by law, you are required to disclose your results every quarterly. So, of course, then the media are following you, so they are expecting your press release. Or you are already well known, you're a major company, or you are, as I like to say, Céline Dion. If you're famous, people have heard in the grapevine that you're working on this crazy new album. So, of course, they will be expecting your press release. Otherwise, no, they're not. However, this, my friend, doesn't mean that you should not communicate at all and don't lose your time with press releases. No, no, no. On the contrary, if you don't, you have to know that your competitors are doing it already and they will occupy all the media space if you don't create your own press releases and send it to the journalists or even the influencers. And good chances are that your competitors are already there. So if you don't prepare press releases and send them out to journalists, this guy will occupy the space even more if you are not present. I've already talked about no one's expecting your press release in episode 122, but on a different, with a different angle. I was explaining in episode 122, but if you like, you want to know why I'm talking about nobody's expecting your press releases. So episode 122 was more about the fact that many clients come to us. They've heard of public relations. They think they should hire a PR agency. And they believe that the only thing we do is that we send out press releases. So that's what I'm talking episode 122 and where I really came with this concept that I love, that is nobody is waiting for your press release. And it's a simple truth, actually. Very few professional, PR professional will tell you about that, but it's true. Unless, as I mentioned a bit earlier, if you are a publicly traded company or you're Céline Dion or Cirque du Soleil, maybe. It might sound very provocative, but it's not really. It doesn't mean you don't have to pay attention to it and be very creative in the press release. No. But no one is waiting for your press release may sound like super crazy, but this is because many of our marketing friends often ignore these three facts. First of all, before I just say anything about you guys, marketing people, know that I was first at the beginning of my career, I was myself a marketing professional. I'm still a marketing professional, even if now I'm highly specialized in PR. I was trained to, and my first jobs were in marketing. All this to say that you guys, marketing friends, you confuse press release with advertising very often. And you believe, number two, that the results mentioned in publications will be instant. That you send a press release and boom, you'll have almost the same day a huge review, huge mention, article about your product. It happens once in a while, but it's not regular, really not. we have to work. So this is why you need us, because there's work behind before sending the press release, during sending out the press release, and after, really. And the third thing you believe is that journalists and influencers are there to serve you, that they are at your service. They're there to write about what you send them. If you send them a press release, they will write about it. That's their job. Well, it's not the way it works at all. You should be seeing it more as a privilege. If they decide to talk about your product, it's really because they've chosen you. So you see the difference? It's not because they are at your service. So you confuse press release with advertising. A press release is to inform an influencer or a journalist and convince them to talk about you to their fans, to their readers, followers, viewers, right? So it's not an ad. It's just there to inform. And sometimes you think it's an ad, really. You believe that mentions will be, you'll have big, huge articles in a newspaper like the same day almost or very quickly. And that's really rare. You need to know that, unless you're famous already. Or you think that journalists, influencers are just there to do their job and write about the press release you sent them. Well, no one is waiting for your press release, because journalists and influencers are, first of all, they're not aware that you've spent sometimes years creating and, refining your product or your service. They don't know about it. They are not involved, emotionally involved, as you guys are. That's the first thing. And second, they have to cover sometimes a long list of different topics, 4 or 5 sometimes. So they don't only write about your industry most of the time today. They have always, and oh yeah, number three, they've already been contacted by your competitors. So this is why when they choose you, it is a privilege. And these are some facts that you should keep in mind. And it's all of those percentages and numbers I'm going to give you today are from CISN, State of the Media 2022. Every year, CISN, C-I-S-I-O-N, CISN. It's a huge company, and they do this survey that I love called the State of the Media. And I really go through it. It's very simple. You can download it for free, but it's very interesting. So know this, 43% of journalists cover more than 5 topics. It could be cooking, theaters, books, environment, etc. Sometimes if they are in the lifestyle section, they might talk about different topics. It's the same thing, sometimes education, environment, and politics, and so many other things. So it's almost 50%. 42% of journalists cover more than 5 topics. It's huge. 36% of journalists write 4 to 9 articles per week. So you can imagine how difficult it is to even fit or be chosen by them, because their schedule is probably completely booked. So their weekly agenda is like full probably when you send your press release. So no one is waiting for your press release. However, the number one tool remains the press release. And over 76%, these are huge numbers, 76% of journalists wish to receive relevant press releases, relevant information. So no one might be waiting for your press release. It's true, but it's still the number one tool for grabbing the attention of journalists and influencers. It's still really a critical tool, and you need to pay attention to it and to create some. And you need that to, send information so that the journalists know what they're writing about. Even the influencer, they know what they need to say and, where to find your products, etc. And this is all coming from the CISN State of the Media 2022. So hopefully this little PR break is making you think. And even if nobody's waiting for your press release, no one's waiting for it. Like my podcast, no one's waiting for it. But I'm doing one and creating one week after week, launching one every week, because I know how important it is to create also this compound effect. And it's kind of the same thing with PR. Anyway, that's another subject. So hopefully you've had, you've learned something in this podcast and that you like those titles that capture your attention. Let me know. And please give us a quote, a shout out. Let us know if this is useful for you guys. And if you want to continue the conversation with me, you know where to find me on the website, nadapr.com. And more than anything, I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.